You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Go here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday, which means we've got to have some fun, cut loose, meet some new friends, and share some laughs. On tonight's show, we have our guests Howl, the Thunderbeats, Wax, Idols, Baby Shakes, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, Necking, Pongo, and Board Decor on tonight's show. So get ready to party, get up, get down. This is Andy Land Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. On CITR 101.9 FM.
And radio. Oh my god, my mics, I didn't even have them turned on. What can I say? I was busy dancing. I was parting my asshole off, let me tell you. I'm here in studio with Howl. Everyone give a round of applause. We love Howl. Yes.
Hey. What's up?
Let's hear that sexy voice, baby.
Hey, what's up?
Oh god, let me tell you, I've been feeling too spirited these days, and both of them are going for you. Let me tell you. I'm loving it. Get into that mic. I want to hear your voice.
Hi, I'm Howl.
Yes.
Is this?
Yes. It's a good look.
Shove it down my throat.
You know what? You do whatever you want. We just had a tequila shot, which we like to do here at the station before. I like to go on air with my show. It's a party.
It is a party.
It's a mitzvah. And we got, 9 warm bodies in here. Let's see. Let's get an introduction. Who do we have here?
I'll introduce everybody.
Okay, please do.
So to my left, we've got Katie.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, hi. I'm Katie.
And now, Katie, for those of you who don't know, Katie is wearing the most amazing dog collar. We're going to get photos of tonight's show up on AndyLandRadio.com. You'll all be able to see it Thursday morning. But Katie, I love this outfit you're serving.
Thank you. The shirt me and my partner actually made, Entheo Sessions. Look it up on Instagram.
Yeah. Katie's partner is also my roommate. He couldn't be here tonight, but he's my dear friend. They've got Entheos Essence and Katie Co. Shout out them. Okay. Shout out their clothes. Buy their shit. To my right, we have
a vampire, apparently. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, get into the mic.
We have Adon Vane in the house as well. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, he's a vampire. He's very shy. He's very timid.
But he makes up for it.
We do. Okay, sorry, he's not timid. I gotta be careful. He might come in here and try to spook me out. I don't know. I'm getting scary vibes from him.
It's working.
He's scary.
So we've got Aiden on my right. We have Dean Dykes. Shout out Dean Dykes.
Dean
Shout
Dykes.
Out Dean Dykes two times.
We love you.
Dean with the Dykes.
Dean with the Dykes. Can you get Dean? Can you go into this mic? I want to hear your voice because you have a really good, deep, sensual voice. Yeah. No. Dean, you're not going away. I want you to just talk to me for a little bit. I want to have a little date with you. All you guys, turn around. You're not here right now. I'm having a date with Dean. Dean, tell me more about yourself.
I'm a welder. I'm 21.
Hold on. Yeah, get it.
All right. I'm a welder. I'm 21. I live in like Richmond right now.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of ketamine.
He likes downers, apparently. Oh my God.
Dean likes everything.
Well, look, roll call is getting along here. Right, who else we have? So we've got Bambi. I love Bambi. Bambi,
we've got
get
Bambi
into your
Venison.
Hi.
My dear love, Bambi Venison.
Hello.
Yeah. We have Uber Yusuf to the left.
Say hi.
Shout out to the Uber.
Hello, I'm Uber. Hello.
Hi.
We've got Sambra.
Sambra.
Hey, what's good, Sambra?
You got a nice chain on. It's a big greasy chain wearing man. I love it. It's hot.
We have Sambra and we have Huska here. So shout out 2200.
Huska.
Shout out
2200. Shout out Huska. Shout out 2200.
Why
shout
not?
Family.
Shout
Huska
out
up in the house.
And we have Evie here. Last but certainly not least, we have Evie here as
well. Evie, we love you. A round of applause to everyone who showed up. Yeah. From the nether regions, from the burbs, from Richmond, high on ketamine, really like God only knows. We're in a dog collar, for Christ's sake. Look, okay, I'm not here to talk to any of you guys. I'm here to talk to Hal for a second, okay? So Hal is a rapper, for those of you who don't know. He's a producer, audio engineer, and a performing artist based out of Vancouver. We love him very much. And yes, I just read that off of some notes. What the heck is that noise?
What's that awful noise?
What? Oh, I know what that is. It's like, what is that? It's your music playing. I don't know.
Turn it off.
It was
turn
weird. It I don't know why that was happening. No. Tell me about you. You have the song called Billy Idol, which I really like.
I have a few songs. Yeah, I've got...
We're going to play Blossom 2.
Blossom 2, yeah.
Which
yeah.
actually you guys all heard a clip off of.
Just a sneak preview.
Yeah, a little sneak peek.
So yeah, I have a few songs. I dropped like 4 last year. Blossom, Billy Idol, Nerf, and Year of the Wolf. It's part of like a campaign I did called the Year of the Wolf campaign. It was just like a sort of trying to like put myself a little bit more out there in the scene in Vancouver after like a few years of some kind of like groundwork. It seemed like it went pretty well. Did a video for all of them except Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And then
why?
Blossom. We were actually going to do a video, but part of it involved performing the song alongside the feature verse, who's like my good friend. He's on the second song too. He's my rap dad, Paul O'Brien. Shout out Paul O'Brien one time. Mm-hmm. He's like, we were supposed to do it with Jevin, who also directed the Billy Idol video.
Oh.
He wasn't there for his verse that we played at the house party that I threw. Like, we were going to do like part, like his verse and my verse were going to be like shot at the party. And he was like off gallivanting and we couldn't get him to come to the mic in time.
I think I know so who Jevin is.
He's with like Igloo World, if you know Igloo.
Does it go by like Gloom something on Instagram?
I know Gloom, but this is a different, this is a different person.
They're all the same. Yeah, they all work at vintage stores. They all spend a shit
ton
of money.
Gloom. Shout out Gloom. Gloom kills it.
Carhartt and stuff. Christ.
Gloom has the style that everybody in Vancouver would. Wishes they could copy and paste onto themselves.
Well, maybe not me. Let me tell you, I'm shapely. If I wore any of that, it'd be busting seams. Let me tell you. Okay, look. So Jevin failed you as a friend. Whatever,
No. Jevin was there.
Oh, okay.
Polo was there. I don't want to. Like, we've already. We're like, it's water under the bridge. So
like
I don't want to like
Coast,
bring up
Coast
old shit. But
happening.
that is why it went down. Unfortunately,
pop and caps.
But we're planning. We're planning on doing the video for Blossom 2.
Jump on in here, baby.
Was that house party? Cobra?
Yeah, that was at Cobra. Yeah.
Cobra.
Okay, so tell me about this Cobra house party. I want to know this about.
Okay, so like Cobra, like 2 years ago, me and a bunch of friends of mine, including Jade, who couldn't be here, me, him, and 3 other people moved into a house in South Van, and we named it the Cobra House, and we threw 4 house party shows there, and we're all like audio nerds, so we just like made it like sound really good and like fairly like professional as far as like DIY basement shows go.
Yeah.
And we had like shit tons of people come through.
Fairly
there.
Professional. Yeah, like,
yeah.
DIY basement.
Yeah, we had a lot of people come through there. Like we've had over the like year that we lived there and the parties that we threw, the music that got recorded there and the performances that happened there. Like there's like Yerms, Angst, Cold Turkey. Did we ever get a Sambra performance in? Or no, not yet. No, it was too early. Days before Sambra.
Now,
But yeah, we had like AC pull up, like lots of friends, tons of bands too. Yeah, like we had Washers play one of their first shows there. Lots of bands were birthed in this house too. Like Washers, shout out them, and shout out Honey Velvet. They both were like bands that were birthed in this house.
Honey, I'm not surprised. All the orgies going on there. We'll talk about that later. For those of you listening at home, we got some dish to really. It's a full course meal happening.
Shout out Washers, free Matt Hugh.
Yeah, Matt Hugh is free now.
Matt Hugh.
Oh. Yeah, just shout out Matt Hugh five times because he's like the hottest dad in town.
Now, you're 23 years old. You're a whippersnapper.
Yeah, young.
Although, boy. I will say you could use a little moisturizer.
I know. We were just saying this earlier today. My skin care routine is fucking
no,
shit.
No, like, you do. Like, I will say this. You do have good skin. You have great skin. I'm a little nervous. The eyelids need some hydration as just in case.
I don't really sleep. Like it's
then why aren't you the vampire?
Like I learned from the best.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's the thing. Okay, so there's this guy in studio. I forget your name, or I'm going to call you the vampire. And he is 36 years old. He doesn't look a day over like 22. It is wild.
Looks like
yeah. How do you do this like weird, bizarre magic of yours? Like
I periodically smear myself with fat of unbaptized children.
Oh my god. He just said he smears himself with the fat of children.
Furthermore, there's an exceedingly hideous portrait of myself in my attic that no one is ever permitted to see.
All right.
I saw it once and it aged me by 10
He does
years.
Drugs. Okay, you're non-binary. Tell me about that. Why do you hate the male race so much? For Christ? I want to know why you're a
We're
Judas.
We're on Charlemagne tonight, right?
You
now.
You are a Judas to the male race.
The male people. I just as far as that argument, like you know, shit needs to be like a little bit tightened up in the men category.
a little bit.
We could service that one a little bit, gender space. Yeah, like I don't know honestly that much about it. From my own understanding, just other than like I just
well, Bambi's here. Bambi might know a thing or two. You're dating Bambi. You guys are like stupping each other. It's like a weird. What is this? What's
Don't
happening?
Fuck. Never Don't fuck. Never fuck.
Okay.
No, all I have to say about that is like gender is fake and gay.
Hi, it's Evie. So Howl is like one of the people who have made me super comfortable with my own masculinity. I'm non-binary as well, and like until meeting. How like I was really uncomfortable with my femininity, but then it's gotten to a point where like they've seen me in a dress and like I've never felt safer before. And
I love that.
They're one of my closest friends in like relating on non-binary things and just the way we experience life as non-binary masculine people is like has been really, really good, solid conversations and like really a key point in my own transition and stuff like that.
So Evie, tell me about this. So are you transitioning? Is that your thing? And make sure you get into that mic because people.
Well, there's no point when you start transitioning or end transitioning. You just are trans kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's different for everyone.
It's just you're changing the outside appearance.
Yeah, it's like how it's already, other people will perceive you might change kind of thing. Yeah. If you are in that. "Quote unquote transitioning
to match
stage.
That like preferred self identity,
but like there's no point in my life when I haven't been trans or non-binary, and so there's never a start, never.
You just want to like live and not think too much about stuff.
I think,
get it.
One of my favorite like musical moments in the Vancouver scene, especially like the rap scene, was when Howl was playing at Glitter Ball that was put on by Maddie Cormier. Shout out Maddie Cormier and Ali, big time, and Ian was or Howl was playing with Backwash and they played Pull Up in a Skirt and they both were wearing skirts on stage and it was so powerful and
Backwash
so
is
good
amazing
shout
but
out Backwash
here's my gripe though about that. I feel like Howl, you are like what, 6'2"?
Yeah.
In bare feet.
Six, 6'2", exactly. Actually.
Like, you look hot in a dress. I got, like, kind of a tummy.
Actually, I look like shit in a dress. I am only skirts. I'm strictly skirts.
Really?
Yeah, I'm strictly skirts.
I don't know. I'm, like, I get kind of nervous because, like, for me, like, I'm so wrapped up in, like, this weird, I wouldn't say I'm wrapped up in this weird world where, like, gay men are like that, but, like, I just feel like every single guy I go for, they're just always freaked out by my body. They're like, ooh, like, I don't like that topless photo.
And I'm
like,
feel like you look hella cute in a dress, and I would love
thank
to you.
Thank you.
It's all about embracing the tum.
Like, I'm fine with myself. Like, when I'm naked and I'm doing what I do at home, I feel great. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm with someone else, I feel so creeped out because I'm like, oh, I feel chubby and fat and
disgusting. Like, another thing, too, is, like, even within those, like, communities that, like, might be seen as, like, a little bit more, like, progressive, there's tons of, like, self image issues that I think stem from, like, a fair amount of, like, social gatekeeping.
Yeah. You want to chime in on this, Katie? Let's hear from you.
I'm Katie. I also identify as non-binary, but I'm quite femme. As being a heavier set femme as well, I find in our group of friends, I've really been able to embrace that because we in our group literally have some of the most attractive people and we all are crippling with self-doubt. And it's hilarious watching us all like be like, oh, but they're so much prettier than me. And it's like, we're all gorgeous. Shut up.
Body dysmorphia gang.
So here's something I do want to talk about is ageism. Like, I'm 30 years old and I feel like I'm starting to get to this age where I'm still very young and I can still pass for someone who's like, you know, in their early 20s, mid-20s. But I feel like that's the thing. It's like you're always trying to look for a way to pass.
Yeah.
Like in the world, like you're trying to pass as successful, as rich, or as like young or whatever, or like butch. Or
that's like a big thing for me too.
Do you talk about this in your music?
Not as much so far. Like the music I've released up until this point has been like a little bit more like just like different kind of themes, not tackling as many like gripping social topics. I would like to, though. I have like a few things that I'm kind of working on that are like discussing similar ideas, but. Yeah. It's like the ageism thing is big for me too, because like I think that like it shouldn't have to be like appealing to that like 20s like golden age or whatever, and like I think that you know, just as important in like a diverse crowd is like a diverse age group too, and like I know that like for the last like several years I've been playing in lots of like DIY venues and like places that are like just the look of them is a bit grimier and like it's just more suited for like younger kids going out like on the weekend and stuff, but like my parents are super supportive of all the shit that I've been doing forever, and they've always come to my shows, and they're way older, and they like look like they make too much money to be at half these places, but they pull up anyway.
Where are
and
you
it's
from?
Like I'm from Kamloops originally.
And what do your parents do?
My dad's a lawyer. My mom's a medical transcriptioner.
So they're very liberal. They're in a small town, but they're very liberal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like they lived here for a time too, and then like did the kid raising thing in Kamloops, and now they live back like in the Vancouver area.
Isn't
as well.
Kamloops like a dead end town?
So Kamloops is like a pass through town.
Oh,
it's not it's not a dead end because it's a big highway. Everybody that's like, been there is like, oh yeah, I've like passed through there.
Well,
before.
You got a big stadium. I used to go there for like Christian camp, and it was just traumatizing. Vampire, you have something to say.
Adon's also spent some time growing up
vampire,
in Kamloops.
Vampire, we want to hear from you.
I was raised in Kamloops, and I can attest to the fact that it's actually like a big dusty squat toilet.
But they have a Carl's Jr. I hear from Dean told them.
Yeah, Kamloops is cool. It's you know, it sucks to the degree that like any like somewhat small town would, but also like a lot of those small towns, there isn't a ton to do. So what a lot of people do to keep themselves busy is like make really cool art, and there's like a really thriving art scene out there. There's a really big punk scene, which was kind of like where I came up, like opening for punk bands, because there wasn't a big active rap scene there.
Okay, so let's talk about punk then, because I feel personally like I was never into punk as a teenager.
Right.
I sure as heck was not into punk in my early 20s, and I didn't really get into punk till like weirdly enough I started going to university, and then I started doing the show, and I started like listening to music being like, okay, this is like really upbeat, this is cool, I'm kind of feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like punk and queer sensibilities is like the same, is like they're the same.
They go really hand in
hand. They really
do. Yeah. Like,
can you talk about that? Or?
Yeah. I mean, like, I know that, like, in my experience coming up in, like a scene that thrived with, like, tons of, like, harder music and, like, alternative music, like, I like just as much, like, metal, for example, but there's a lot of, like, metal bros still, you know? Like, there's still, like, punk bro kind of mindset as well, but, like, there's a lot of, like, there, I find there's, like, somewhat, maybe marginally less like kind of like gatekeeping and thinly veiled like misogynist kind of like an oppressive politics within punk, and that makes it just like a little bit more intersectional in the content that comes out of it. And that's kind of what always appealed to me as well. Also just that mark, like still like in this package that's like very like fiery and angsty and kind of like like maybe not always the most thought out, but that's kind of the part of it. That's sort of the joy of it. Like,
do you think it's easy for someone who is queer to not necessarily come out in a punk scene because everyone kind of looks queer themselves?
It's like, it's less of a big thing. Yeah.
It's a very masculine environment. So it kind of adds to that masculinity. So
yeah,
it's do you feel like it kind of,
I think maybe a little bit. Yeah. Like I know that like any sort of like coming out is like if you're in those sort of scenes, from what I've heard from people that came up in similar scenes, they found that it was less of like this big dramatic thing and more just like an eventual kind of like acknowledgement of that like self-identity, because it's not really as much of a big deal. And you know, like some of the best punk bands in years were queer. Like Gloss is a perfect example. Gloss is like maybe the hardest shit ever and they're just like they captured that that kind of rage really well, because there is also like, especially in this day and age, there's like a huge rage within queer youth culture because it's really fed up, and like I think that that goes really well with the kind of like state smashing like barrier smashing implications that come with like classic punk mentality.
I really like Juicebox. They are contemporary. They're a great band.
I don't even know Juicebox.
We Dead End America. It's a really great song.
Cool.
I will send that to you.
Send me everything.
I will. Also, Bad Brains. I really like Bad Brains.
Yeah,
like,
Bad Brains was like big.
Like
that.
Yeah, that's like the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was like my main
black punk group in the early 80s.
Yeah. Well, also Death too. 82? Like not like there's Death, which is like the amazing death metal band who are great and awesome. But there's also like another Death that was like a proto punk band in like the late 70s that were like all black like POC members, and it was like punk way before any of the even like proto punk bands were doing it.
Yeah,
I also find that Vancouver,
Vancouver
has like a really big scene in like the kind of like folk punk, like alternative punk kind of scene of like a lot of queer and trans youth, and a lot of us like found home and found solace in each other and like through those genres of music.
It's okay.
So a lot of like my upbringing in Vancouver is like a small queer punk bean was like going to folk punk shows and going to trout like folk punk shows, and shout out the Matador, all of those
shout out the Matador, shout out Anne.
Also the Cambie is gonna be gone soon.
I've literally never been to the Cambie. I've never been there.
Okay, look, here's
what fuck the Cambie.
Whatever. Okay, here's what's gonna happen. This show is definitely gonna run long today. We're gonna do a 1.5 hour show tonight. And if we can do it in under 1.5 hours, I'll be very proud of myself. Do you wanna line up the song Blossom 2 that we're gonna play, Howl?
Sure.
This is your song. It's the only song we're playing of you tonight.
Okay.
But that could change, who knows. It's a crapshoot. Go for it. Tell me about it, Howl, and then we're gonna get into it.
So last year I dropped a song called Blossom, and it's like pretty straightforward, and it's like imagery. I just really, really like cherry blossom trees. They're like my favorite flower, tree, anything, nature. I love them. And it was a song that like a lot of people really liked, and I got over it kind of quickly, and like I still love it, but like people kept like hearing it and wanting to hear it and rapping it, so I just wanted to make a second one when the new cherry blossom season hit this year. So I made it with Paul O'Brien again, and the beat was made by me with some additional production by Masher Man.
Amazing. There you go, you heard it. You got it. There are all the shout outs. Okay, you can check out Howl. It's HOWWWL on Instagram. Do you have Bandcamp, don't you?
I actually, like, if I do, it's years old. Yeah,
just go
like,
on iTunes, Deezer, Napster, I don't know.
Follow me on SoundCloud. For some reason, SoundCloud still matters to me, even though I'm on Spotify.
Nextopia. Okay.
Whatever. Just ask
Spotify.
Them.
Spotify.
Neopets.
VampireFreaks.com. I don't know.
Or Penguin.
Sure.
Penguin.
I don't
have
know.
A hotel.
No. Everywhere. Go on to your porn.
MySpace. Check out Howl on MySpace.
There you go. We have Blossom 2 next by Howl on Andyland Radio.
Colorful dope leaves. If there's no bad bitches around me, then I might leave. Even if all my bros here and we sit lean. Old Milwaukee, big gym, big weed. Bitch, you know I love you, but I ain't wanna be round you. Fucking set, cocaine cup with some lava. Put your square up, I ain't never keep a llama.
Fuck you, long hair, short few, bitch, cheap shot. Sit Henny, feel it bougie, big dog. How I let the moon please, I got big dough, fly some tree, yeah.
Blossom on my head, bring the ball to the bed. I drink it all, I'm seeing red, bitch, check, I be fed. I be it all, it's what I said, I'ma catch with the lead. I be that pretty little dog, I bought some boy till I'm dead, yeah. Blossom on my head, bring the ball to the bed. I drink it all, I'm seeing red, bitch, check, I be fed. I be it all, it's what I said, I'ma catch with the lead. I be that pretty little dog, I bought some boy till I'm dead, yeah.
Cowboy, yeah, I'm being right, round my toys, see me being nice. Come on, joy, call it missing noise, hit them twice, call me team tight. Wanna walk in like a car, though, holla long, I'll pull it hard, though. Come along, see me color on, been about a long shot, trombo. I don't care, no grief, but no harm, count on me. I mean harm, flower seed, blossom some tar, roll that leaf. Watch it hard, I mean me, I don't call, tell you to be on the ball with my polo, and we all about all the cream, yeah.
Blossom on my head, bring the ball to the bed. All I'm seeing red, through the tech, I'll be fed. I'll be it all, it's what I said, I'ma catch with the lead. I'll be that pretty little dog, I bought some boy till I'm dead, yeah. Blossom on my head, bring the ball to the bed. I drink it all, I'm seeing red, through the tech, I'll be fed. I'll be it all, it's what I said, I'ma catch with the lead. I'll be that pretty little dog, I bought some boy till I'm dead, yeah.
You're thinking about it,
we're talking about it.
Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Dance! From the heart to the muscle, where it starts. Back! When I'm still, when I'm lying to myself, I don't. Presence, I pick apart. I don't believe my head is hurting me. I sink, I seep, I feel I am diseased. But we can meet up in the middle. We can meet up in the middle.
Inside us, and so it.
Wax on Andyland Radio. I'm back here in studio. We're hanging out. Some people are taking a pee break. That's just, I guess, what you got to do when you're drinking some hella tequila. Oh, there we go. Hal's coming back in the studio. Big man on campus. There you go. Katie's looking hot. She's looking really good, actually.
Dean, you've got my headphones.
Oh, my God.
All right. See, now is not the time to be putting on headphones and be worrying. That should have been like 30 seconds ago, maybe a minute ago. We're counting it down. Oh, no. Okay, is there anyone else ready to come in this clown car or what? Is that it? We got everyone? Vampire? Do we have Vampire? Is Vampire back? Yeah, I think we got Vampire. Vampire's here. All right, sweet. Dean, talk to me. Put that mic up to your
mouth. Are we on again?
We're on air.
Shout out Adele.
I don't know what you guys were doing.
Shout out Adele for listening. We miss you.
Okay, everyone, shut the hell up for a sec. I'm trying to talk to Dean. Dean, baby, get the mic. Put it right up to your lips.
Okay.
And let me, and just talk to me. Blow me away with your oozing sensuality. It's amazing.
You made me blush.
Baby, you're looking good. Talk to me. Tell me about you. Where are you from?
I'm from, East Van. I was born there.
Yeah.
I moved to Lake Richmond a couple years ago. I'm a welder, which is pretty boring, to be honest. And everybody that welds just does hella cocaine and alcohol, which is like lit. What a coincidence, right?
Do you make a lot of money?
Like on Apprentice? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
But after, like, you get a couple years.
Well, how much are you getting an hour?
Like, it ranges from, like, right now, like
Dean, you buy Off-White when you're sad. You make a decent amount of money.
Wait, do you actually?
Okay, so, like, I used to do, like, a lot
And first of all, Off-White is lame. I'm sorry, Virgil Abloh can, like, literally kiss
Virgil
my ass.
Virgil Abloh, if you're listening to this, you have so many amazing ideas, but you're
very
kind of a dick.
By your comment.
Whatever. I think he's kind of a dick, and I can't stand Kanye. That's I'm fair. Over both of them,
but I also love him.
But anyways, back to Dean and his exorbitant amount of money.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, so I used to do, like, quite a lot of Xanax. Well, I still do, but, like, I used to, like, as well. And when I would do them, I'd be, like, really into spending money on stuff because I'm an idiot. So one time, took a lot of Xanax. I bought, like, an Off-White hoodie. I bought, like, these, like, sneakers that were worth...
Was that when you got that, like, Raised by Wolves bracelet?
I bought that to a different time. And like, Off-White hoodie is really expensive.
What's the bag you have? It's like a Karl Lagerfeld?
I did not buy this on Xanax.
What is that?
It is Versace. Like, did I? Yeah. Yo, I forgot I bought this on Xanax. Oh my God. Okay.
Yo, for real, beware of Benzos. Like, don't do that shit.
Thing I probably bought on Xanax was about $500 earrings. But guess what?
Okay.
Guess what I didn't have? My fucking ears pierced.
Wait, so you bought earrings and you didn't have your ears pierced. What did you do? Did you poke them through yourself?
I had to get my ears pierced.
Oh, really?
And then I had to get the shitty earrings they give you for, like, a couple months, and I had to put my own, like, earrings in after that.
Why didn't you just put in your own ones to begin with?
I don't know. It says not to, like, bro.
Okay, I'm
sorry. Yeah, they want you to use the cheap ones. They want you to use the cheap ones for some reason. They say it settles in.
See, what I did, I used a thumbtack to put mine
through.
That's
fucked.
Baby, let me tell you, I
you're
did.
Crazy.
I'm
sorry, I'm crazy. You're the one with a nose ring, baby. Okay,
it hurts so bad.
Nose ring. You're non-binary. Don't talk to me about crazy. Okay, switching up genders and stuff. I don't have the courage for that. I don't even have the desire.
With
I don't know what
thumb
to say.
Tack,
yeah, thumbtack.
They did both of them.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
You know what's weird is that it goes through the. So I did it from the back to the front, so I could feel it go through the skin in the back. And then I felt it touch the skin at the front, and I had to push it through that skin, and it popped and made a weird noise. And
fuck, Jesus Christ!
Pops. It's a weird.
It's a weird
Bambi, get in the mic. Let's hear from you. You probably got a lot of piercings.
I don't. I just have my tongue.
Would you get your clip pierced?
I would not.
Yes, never. You would.
No, Adon would rip it out, like straight up. Yeah. I don't
Why?
Get piercings because.
Wait, Adon's the vampire, right?
Yeah, would just like not rip it out unconsensually. It would just happen. Like
I have my nipples pierced, and they come off like taking off my shirt. I can't even imagine having one of the belt.
But like, yeah, when you pierce your own ears, it's that weird popping sound. It's like it's like bizarre.
Hated. That's weird. Dean, you're sexy. I feel like I have this thing with you where, like, I have this attraction to you right now in studio. I'm gonna be honest. Put the give Dean the give. Yeah, we need to talk about this. Yeah, because we're both like we don't do stuff. Were you scared off of sex, or is that just me?
Speaking of people being attracted to Dean, I have girls hit me up and ask if Dean's like down to fuck, and I tell Dean, and Dean's like no.
Okay, I'm just saying. I just like have like an emotional connection to him. Like
there are girls at the bar that hit up Dean, and I have to tell them to like go away.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, for me personally, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, he has this bad boy vibe. I'm like Mr. Dean's List, has my stuff together.
As a femme who's into Dean, you just gotta be friends with him, you know?
That's no, but that's all I want. Like, I don't want anything
else.
Girls
gotta stop
like,
advancing for much more. Dean is an amazing friend.
Well, see,
that's
okay,
all you
here's
gotta
the
change.
Thing. Most girls just want you for your D. Like, that's all they want. They just want a good... They want... No, they want Dean's dick. They want, like, they want a good hard pounding, and they want to call it a night.
No, they'd be very disappointed.
Honey, you're looking at me. I mean, I'm gay.
Bro, you, I don't know.
I've slept with a woman before. It's great. But no, but I'm just saying, though, is that I think for me, it's just like you just have this bad boy vibe and it's hot. Like,
thank you.
It's weird.
I don't really do it on purpose. I don't really pick up on it.
Okay, so like,
and shit like
from
that.
One asexual to maybe a possible asexual myself, did we just do it right now by having this emotional connect?
No!
I feel like I feel like
that's not how it works.
It does. Evie, that's how it works. I had an emotional connection. I feel like you may be leaving me hanging here.
Well, I mean, I can't like fuck your body, but I can fuck your mind.
No, but that's what I'm...
The way Dean fucks your mind is by pulling up with whippets and then making you K-hole twice.
Yeah.
That's what he did to me.
Okay, if you did, if you slipped drugs in my drink, you would have
it
to
would
take care
consent.
Of
he doesn't
a
have
crazy
to.
White girl.
We're all about consent in this crew. We don't non-consensually give anybody drugs.
Okay,
we don't non-consensually do anything.
Here's the thing. Between you and me, Dean, I feel like I had an emotional connection just now. Get that mic over to him. I want to hear exactly what he's going to say to me on the record. I felt like I had emotional connection. I felt something.
Yeah.
Did you feel it too?
I think so. You're a pretty cool guy.
Okay. And you felt an emotional need and a longing for me?
Don't get ideas, though.
Honey, I got ideas, and they are percolating. Okay, so let's talk about sex. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about orgies and...
All of it.
Yeah, what's going on? Bambi, let's hear from you, Bambi. Bambi Veal.
What do you
want to
know?
You are the one that's stupping. You are stupping.
Stupping.
Stupping. Yeah, it's a Yiddish word.
Yeah, okay.
You're
well,
stupping how?
I am. It's true. Okay, so I...
What's that about?
Well, I mean, I met Howell at a party I was throwing last year, which is a slutty party, as I do. And I've been with Adon for almost 4 years now. And then I saw Howell and I was like, that's a really cute dog. I want to take that stray dog home. And long story short, we've been dating for over a year now.
Do you
yeah,
think
we just had our 1 year. Yay.
Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations. A round of applause. That's amazing. Now, for those of you who don't know, Bambi is gorgeous. She has these eyes that just look at you like big teacup saucers. And that's probably because she's on MDMA right now. Are you on MDMA?
Not at all.
Are you rolling on M?
Oh, God, no.
Smoking hella kush?
Not since I was 16.
Bambi doesn't smoke kush.
She is a huge...
I don't do the weed.
She's
no.
allergic.
I don't believe
I'm
it.
I'm allergic. No, I'm allergic.
No, like
to
like
weed.
No cap, like no cap, no I meme, like it. Like Bambi's actually allergic to weed. She
Which
doesn't
sucks.
Smoke
I wish I could.
Do you get crazy and psycho?
No, I have seizures.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, for real, for real.
Like, dude, there you go. Yeah, seizure time.
That time, yeah.
Seizure, it's a party.
They're like, wow, you dance really good. I'm like, no, it's a seizure. I don't know. Long story short, my name's Bambi Venison. I'm a porn starlet.
We love porn starlets.
Yeah, it's a fun time. And so I guess that leads me on wild, crazy journeys. Yep. And in those wild, crazy journeys, I met Howell.
Yeah.
Who... featured me in one of their songs, and now I'm going to be featuring them in one of my videos.
It's true.
What sort of video work do you do?
So I started doing camming when I was like 18, but now I do I do like feature length porn videos. They're all like homemade. I mostly go through lustry.com, which is like POV homemade real couples.
Do the augmented reality porn? Have you gotten into that yet? Because
me and Adon started off because we were doing virtual reality porn. So there's actually a Vice article about us.
Just so you don't know, we're talking about Adon. Adon is the vampire. We love the vampire in this place.
So we started by doing VR porn through Metaverse XXX. And so you can find a bunch of point of view, like full, like Oculus porn of us where you're in Adon's body or in my body. It's crazy.
Am I gonna be putting on these virtual reality goggles and feeling like a titty is gonna hit me in the head?
Honestly, like
getting slapped by a sweaty booby.
It's wild. The future is now. Like,
the future is sweaty and stanky.
It sure is.
It's weird. I don't know. Future's full of vampires.
As a group of friends, we all actually watched the premiere of one of Bambi's videos because we are very supportive friends.
It's true. We have like viewing parties. It's a fun time.
Okay, let's move things along here. For those of you who don't know, Hal is an incredible, amazing performer. He's queer. He's here. He's 23. He's non-binary. He's 6'2". And if you want to bang him, I don't know. You're gonna have to ask. You're gonna have to ask Bambi Venison all about that.
I trust Howl with my blind dog.
That Howl is my blind dog.
I am the blind dog. No.
Shout
out Otis, and then shout out Otis, because shout out Masherman 3 times.
Can we speak about leading blind dogs and the fact that we saw a girl leading a shirtless man with a belt? She had his belt.
Yeah, he didn't have a collar yet. He had a belt. Like, I didn't pull up with my collar tonight, but I usually have the collar, and like, it's good. It's a good start, but he needs the collar and the leash. Yeah.
It was cute hazing, but like,
you gotta treat your sub with enough respect to get them a proper leash and collar.
But the best part was that like, he was out here talking about like also maintaining consent, and it's good to see that consent culture like taking place on UBC. Shout out UBC for that.
I asked if she was gonna peg him, and she said absolutely.
He was into it. Yeah. And that's what matters.
That's like the university student of tomorrow.
You want to jump in here and say something? Get over into that mic.
What's your name?
Oh,
I'm Sambra, and I was going to shout out my blind dog, but that's kind of weird after what we just talked
about. It is really weird. We got to move things around. So, okay, now, for someone like myself, I grew up in a conservative family who didn't, basically, in the 90s. But, well, I mean, most people did. I don't know. Some people are very privileged to have parents that were a little more open. For me, they were, like, very strict to the point of abuse. And one thing I was going to say, though, is, like, for me, I have, like, a lot of sexual hang-ups. I wouldn't say I'm sex negative, but I definitely was raised in a sex negative family. So my outlook is very, like, I get nervous, like, physically around people. And I feel, like, scared to open myself up and say anything to someone and approach someone. Like, what am I doing when I come to one of these parties that you have?
So I think that's like something that you,
Bambi,
run into often at like with most people. I mean, we live in a society that's like incredibly like sex negative or sexually repressed or nervous about like bodies in general. And I think it's a matter of like making sure folks know that they're able to be safe in their own body around you, and then things follow after that.
Yeah.
So you can't have a comfortable, consensual sexual experience or even like platonically touchy experience if you're not comfortable and feel safe.
Sure.
And so like being welcoming and having a welcoming environment, having like a body positive environment and not shaming is like integral to that.
So how does this work? Like Bambi, maybe you can walk me through this. I don't know. Katie, you tell me. When there is, let's say you guys are having one of these parties, do you invite over a bunch of friends?
Is
there a list? Like, how does someone get on a list to one of these parties?
So ours are fairly exclusive. The location will be unidentified, as we respect it. We are very secretive about it. You have to be invited. Like, this is kind of like a personal thing. Like, you have to know people. It's like, we're a private event. It's not like, this isn't a public thing, and it's all very consensual. Everything
is
discussed.
How many people are we seeing at one of these parties?
So, like, it varies honestly, because like these parties don't just happen at one place. Like, these parties happen like at our houses or wherever. Like, they've been happening for a long time. And like,
how old are you all? Like, just so
of age.
Okay.
Yeah, of age. Everyone's of age.
like 20, 23. I know Hal's 23.
Like 20 and up.
How old are you, Bambi?
I'm 24.
Okay. How old are you, Dean?
21.
How old are you?
21.
21. We're getting some 21s here.
24.
Okay. So everyone's in their early 20s, mixing it up, mingling.
Yeah.
You have some friends over, and and Bambi's like, hey, come on over. Let's have what? Some sex? Like, is there drugs happening first? What's going on?
No. Like, my number one thing is like, it's not a sex party. It's a party where sex can happen.
Sure.
And so it's a thing where it's like, there are specific areas sanctioned off. Like, at any party that I throw, whether it's at my house, at my studio, anywhere, like, that these places are designated no sexual contact, so that people can go there and feel safe and not have to be exposed to anything they don't want to be exposed to. And that's like for my asexual friends and friends who are monogamous or whatever, who don't want to engage.
It's less about what can happen and just about like how like anything that could happen within being like okay and like confined and whatnot is like allowed to everybody's comfort level.
No,
it's comparative to like Pride or a music festival, where anything you see is personal. You don't go home and like say what happened.
No, you're not taking photos or filming it.
And like sex and sexual contact and love and affection, like that is a normal thing, and people will have that. It's the same as like substances. We can expect that people will use substances at parties, and that's why creating an environment in which that isn't shamed and that is like safely like around, and you can expect that to be there, that way people feel safer to explore those things. And like, if we can see things that way when problems arise, we can address them. But if things are in the dark, if you're hiding stuff, if you're being secretive because you feel pressured to be secretive about something, that's when danger happens.
So what is the like no-go, you're getting kicked out sort of thing that's happening?
Non-consensual
breaching
contact.
Breaching of consent.
Okay.
Yeah, breaching of consent ultimately. Is like the
So Bambi, if I'm seeing you standing there and you're naked and I come up and I just sort of like brush in the shoulder and just say, hey, is that kind of like I'm feeling it out? And then maybe you're like, if you pull away and then I kind of am like, you know.
If like, you're pushy, like you will be spoken to or sure. like people will come to whoever and talk about it. And if you keep pushing that after a dialogue, you're out. Like I will always talk to people first. Yeah. Like obviously based on the situation.
What happens when like has anyone ever OD'd or like are people Narcan?
So Bambi and I are both like harm reduction frontline workers in the downtown.
Okay, so tell me about that.
We both have like Narcan training.
So explain what harm,
so we work in harm reduction. Okay. So basically
for people who don't know, but
so I personally work on an outreach van and I for sex workers specifically. So okay. I drive around Vancouver, go to the areas where it's like where there's a lot of girls who work outside, like survival or street-based sex workers, and I hand out harm reduction supplies, so condoms, needles, pipes, anything, and I tell them how to use them properly. Sure. Or take like assault reports if that happens.
Have you ever had someone come and give you an assault report?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've worked in the field for 5 years. Like, it's happened many times.
And what's that like? Like, do people come, like, emotional, falling apart? Like,
yeah, all the time. And sometimes it's like, you know, if it's happened a lot to you mm-hmm. and you know how to do it and you're good at quick at processing it, it's sometimes really quick and easy and they just want to put it because we have newsletters for mm-hmm. all the girls to get that they can read all the like new reports, assault reports, so that they can keep each other safe and like spread the newsletter around. But it's an interesting process and it's not a police process. We definitely, we will offer them, we'll be like, do you want to report this to the police? But most often they don't because they don't trust the police. Naturally,
all cops are bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's you can endorse that from me. Yeah. And then like I work with a company called PHS.
It's the like Portland
a,
Hotel Society.
Yeah, Portland Hotel Society. Yeah, I've been doing it for a little under a year now. I just work in like a variety of different SROs or shelters within the downtown east side, and just like basic like harm reduction, usually in like some of the more low barrier spots, just like some like observed consumption, just like handing out like clean gear, supplies for people, trying to reduce conflict, like just having it be like a safe space for people to like have spend the night.
How has Hastings development affected or changed or like what's that landscape like now?
Do you mean in sort of like an actual development, like urban?
Well, no, I mean just that, well, like just the way that like so the Balmoral's gone. So I mean, like
the Balmoral is gone.
That was pretty like crappy housing, but
Balmoral
at the same
was pretty
time,
bad. Yeah, and the region was pretty
housing.
Bad.
It was housing.
Yeah,
it was
like the region was pretty bad. The Balmoral was pretty bad. It's like a lot of those like Sahota owned buildings are like have some like pretty tremendously bad like states of them, like to the point where it's not even like. It's like barely habitable.
It's like a squat where they're making people pay.
What is the reputation? Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but I just want to ask this before I forget. What is the reputation of the Sahota family amongst people in harm reduction?
Not great, admittedly. Like it's like they like those buildings got condemned finally because enough like bodies got found in the walls. So it's like.
Yeah,
really?
You're monetizing or like profiting off of these buildings that are unfit to live in, and you're profiting off marginalized folks.
Like
right?
If like and in like a modern like capitalist like real estate landscape, if like it takes that much to get your landlord's attention, then like fuck your landlord, and also honestly just fuck your landlord anyway.
Yeah. imagine thinking being a landlord's a real job.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, the Sahota family has major. I guess share stake in housing, in rental housing,
yeah.
And has had some pretty negative. Katie, you want to say something?
I just wanted to say in regards to like Howell and them with like they, if anything, like they're constantly speaking out about their job and how proud they are to work their job.
Sure.
And harm reduction. And I've actually watched them even flex like the Narcan
on their fit while they're performing. Like, they're very much so, like,
in my videos too.
Yeah, in their videos. So, like, going back to, like, Howell's music, like, it is very much so something that Ian involves, or Howell involves in their music, and, like, wants the community to know that they vibe with that. And, like, if you're at one of their shows, you are, like, safe. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Howell would jump off stage and help someone if they sure. saw.
Truly, like, I just want to make that shit, like more commonplace, and, like, make it, like, I guess, like, cooler, like, so to speak, because, like, you know, when you're in within the Downtown East Side, like, people are prepared there, like, everybody knows how to use a kit, everybody's got one, and, like, but, like, if you go, like,
do you have your kit on you right now?
Yeah, I do.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
I want to see this kit. What do I do? Let's do some quick Narcan training right now.
All right.
Like,
easiest. I know, it's pretty easy. It's the save me step. So
yeah,
like,
sure. Let's see it.
Let's open your kit and let's read it. Can I do it?
Here, I'm gonna also grab my phone and film this too, and then I'm gonna put this up on the website because I would like to.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. So
we out here.
For those of you who don't know, Narcan is the
So Narcan or naloxone is an opiate antagonist. So it is what you use in the event of an opiate overdose.
Okay. And where can people get these Narcan kits?
You can get Narcan at any pharmacy. You can get them at any.
Are they free?
They're free. Yeah.
They're free.
You can
get
them at any Vancouver Coastal Health place. If you go on toward
counseling offices,
if you go to towardtheheart.com, they have a map and you can find any place that gets like.
Okay. Let's see this. Let's see that. So I'm gonna start filming now because I want to film this.
This is so cool. So this is naloxone. This is your Narcan kit. It comes with some needles for, like, injecting the Narcan. It comes with the Narcan gloves.
Can we get a close up of the Narcan? I want to see. So is it liquid form or?
Yeah, it's like it comes in these little ampules, and you pull the ampule out, and then you pull it up with the needle, and then inject it into the person.
There's a CPR mask, so it's a one-way mask. Yeah. Yep. And then the alcohol swab, the gloves, if you use those. I don't. this thing to fill out, which you don't need to fill out.
Use the gloves for corn.
I use the gloves for dyeing my hair and corn. So in your Narcan.
For eating corn on the cob?
No.
It's in my freezer. There's a glove full of corn in my freezer.
I filled
a
glove with corn.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, we went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and Kaya Bambi Dedas filled.
So let's you take one of these syringes and you fill it with the what's in there.
Okay, so I'll read the save me steps to you. So in your Narcan kit, there's a sticker that has the save me steps. S is for stimulate. So you find a person, you like see a person who you think may be overdosing. So they look like they are sleeping and maybe like blue or pale.
Mm-hmm.
They can sound like they're snoring or gargling and like shallow breath, kind of. Yeah.
Irregular
breath.
Yeah.
And so you try to stimulate. So I like start with auditory stimulations to be like, hey, are you okay? If you don't get any response, like continue, be like, hey, like maybe clap, make some loud noises.
Mm-hmm.
And always say, I'm going to Narcan you if you don't respond. Because a lot of people are like, hey, fuck off. And you're like, okay, sweet. I don't have to do that.
Also, something super, super, super important to note. Oxygen is infinitely more important than Narcan.
Yeah.
Infinitely more important.
So I'm gonna get to that.
Okay.
So if they are not responding to auditory stimulation, then you do physical. So I always say, like, I'm going to touch you now because consent important. So then I'm going to touch you now. I'll pinch their arms, and if they don't respond to that, then I'll, like, start gradually getting, like, more intense with it. If you take your knuckles and you push it against your sternum and you rub, it hurts a lot. It doesn't feel very comfortable.
Right.
If they don't respond to that, then you can go on to the next step. Also, if they're unresponsive, always call 911 to get an ambulance.
Yeah, essentially just, like everybody should have one. People outside of like the epicenter area don't often have enough education about it. There's a lot of people like at parties that are like using a lot of substances that could be cut with things like fentanyl, and they're at really high risk. And if you have one and you know how to use one, you can keep your friends safe. So like make harm reduction cool, make it commonplace, make it a thing.
So yes, absolutely. Your drugs are probably tainted even if you spent lots of money on them. So next after S is the A. So A is airway. So this is when you ventilate and you do the like CPR ventilation, which is, yes, arguably more important than the Narcan because some people can come back just from oxygen. So you lie them back or like tilt their head back, check their mouth to see if there's anything obstructed, like in their mouth, any vomit, like they're choking on anything. Take the back of your syringe or anything you have, like a pen, fish that out of their mouth. Don't put your fingers in there because they can clench down or bite your fingers. And then... The next is ventilate. So you hold their nose shut so the air doesn't go back out, and you give them one breath every 5 seconds, give them three full breaths, and then move on. And you evaluate, see if they're coming back. And then next is the muscular injection. So you suck up your Narcan into the little guy, and then you find a nice fatty part, so like the butt, the thigh. You can do the arm if they're a bit, like, if they got more meat on their bones, but try not to because you could bruise a bone.
Sure.
Because the needle point is pretty long.
Okay.
And then inject them. And then evaluate. Have they come back? Sometimes they bounce right back. Sometimes they don't. And then if they haven't responded, start back at S and then do it all over again until help comes.
Fabulous. This is great. I have one question about this. What would you say about people who would say, like, who cares if these people just die?
Just gain some fucking compassion. Like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, like, I mean, it's just like, It's a really real problem. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to change anytime soon, which is like,
well, who isn't why like it should be normalized.
Like, I mean, yeah, like that's why it's like harm. It's harm reduction over like prohibition, yeah. Right? Like yeah. It's not going to stop. Nothing like that is going to ever stop. The risks are always going to be there. So like, you know, just like be ready for those issues if you care about people. I mean, if somebody's just like, I don't give a shit, it's like, I guess you're honest, but you just don't, like, care about people, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. There's some pretty nasty people out there. Look, we're going to move along. We are doing a little bit of a late show here. We are with Howl in Studio A here at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Andy Land Radio. I'm Andrew Willis. Howl is this really incredible, what would you say?
Artist.
Yeah. Musician, producer, beauty queen. Pageant queen, punk rocker. Narcan.
Yeah.
Advocate, user.
Harm reduction worker.
Worker. He's there. He's a schmear. He's everything and more. If you want to date him, you can always send me an email. press@andylineradio.com. Yeah.
Howl is a super soldier.
He's a soldier. He's not a soldier of Odin like those.
We out here saying fuck the soldiers of Odin.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck Nazi punks.
Yes. No Nazi punks.
Explicitly anti-fascist.
Well, like, okay.
Fuck,
you know what?
Nazis.
Do you want to know something funny? Our next song we're going to be playing is called Mercedes Marxist.
Okay. Ooh.
It's by the Idols.
I love Idols.
So
I love Idols. I don't know. So good. Yeah, shout out Karma. Karma loves Idols.
It's funny. I would like to know more about that song. I didn't really look at the lyrics, but I imagine it's basically like kind of like those dinks who are like, yeah, I'm all about like socialism, and yet they're driving like a really expensive car that their parents bought them. Being wealthy, I think, is a really good, like, you can't be wealthy and say you're against socialism, because by proxy of just inheriting money from your parents, that is like the ultimate form of socialism, I would say.
I love these hot. These are great. These are like, anyway. Let's make this hella political.
Yes. Okay. Let's get on to some music. We're going to listen to Mercedes Marxist by Idols on Andyland Radio.
Stay. CITR 101.9 FM. Ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Everyone's gone. Everyone left the station. They're going, doing their respective breaks, having a little bit of I don't know what you call them. Some sassy sippas. I forget what it was we called them last week on the show. But we called bevies, I don't know, silly sodas. That is right. Silly sodas. They're all having them outside. Let's get into some news right now. I am feeling something pretty, pretty awesome. I actually want to play a clip. Soccer. Who knew? Some interesting things are happening from soccer. I didn't think I'd learn so much about soccer and advocacy from soccer. I didn't even think soccer could be a platform that people could be such an advocate for what's going on right now in America. But then again, of course, women's soccer is the place where anything amazing is going to happen in the sports world. There was a parade today, first, I must say, for the... not today, the other day, for the women's soccer team. The World Cup winning U.S. women's national team, they were celebrating in New York City with a victory parade this morning. The ticker tape parade was up... is basically... commemorating the team's fourth World Cup. Hello, Howell. You're back in the studio. Thank you. That's great. I'm doing my news here. Let's just get rid of... Who cares about that? Sorry, I'm hella distracted here. Let's not worry about this parade and all that fun stuff that was going on for them. Let's talk about someone who is really doing something with her platform in soccer. Megan Rapinoe. She's an American soccer player. Megan Rapinoe, she basically... was on Anderson Cooper, did a full press junket thing. She's on Rachel Maddow, and she said this. Let's actually cut to this clip here of Megan speaking.
A good chance the president is watching this interview or will watch this interview. What is your message to the president?
Oh, message to the president. I think that I would say that your message is excluding people. You're excluding me. You're excluding people that look like me. You're excluding people of color. You're excluding, Americans that maybe support you. I think that we need to have a reckoning with the message that you have and what you're saying about Make America Great Again. I think that you're harking back to an era that was not great for everyone. It might have been great for a few people, and maybe America is great for a few people right now, but it's not great for enough Americans in this world. And I think that we have a responsibility, each and every one of us. You have an incredible responsibility as, you know, the chief of this country, to take care of every single person, and you need to do better for everyone.
There you go. Megan Rapinoe, American soccer player, basically using her platform essentially on Anderson Cooper on CNN to basically say, hey, there's some things that are wrong here. Let's take a moment to take a look at that. Forget the fact that we won, that there's parades happening across New York for us. No, we want to, we not only won the World Cup title, but we want to, we want to be able to, do something with it. Let's get into something. I'm here with Hal. Hal's back here in the studio. Threw me off for a little bit, but here he goes. Here he is. Hey. Here he is. How are you doing? How's your pee break?
Oh, it was good. It was crucial.
Yeah? It's very critical after having some cold beer. What if I told you that 40 million households watched Stranger Things 3?
Would you believe it? I would? Our household was one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
See, okay, now, I don't know what it is, but the writing on that show is really slow. They need to pick up the momentum.
I noticed that, like, rewatching, Bambi just started watching it, and I was rewatching it with her.
Yeah.
And, like, I noticed on the first season, I was just like, fuck, like, just get to the good shit. Like,
it takes like 6 episodes before things get really fun.
That's how it always is, though. Like, early Breaking Bad, like the first Breaking Bad season sucked.
Yeah.
For like the same reason.
Yeah, it is kind of, I don't know. It's like one of those shows that just, it just takes too damn long for things to move along. If I was to tell you that you spend 416 days of your life in the bathroom, that's apparently what the average adult spends.
Oh, yeah.
Would you believe it?
Oh, yeah. That's the refuge. That's the place.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if you're doing some drugs, I'm sure you're spending a lot more than 416 days in the bathroom, especially if you're doing some coke at a bar.
I don't do coke.
Good for you.
I don't do coke, yeah.
Good for you. Everyone needs to have a free afternoon. People apparently will road trip 23 hours in the summer. That's apparently how many hours Americans are going to be spending out there on the road.
That's because not everybody's like me and is tall and has like horrible back issues and can't like stay in a car.
Do you have really bad? You have bad back issues?
I have excessive lumbar lordosis is the name. It's like I have a horrible lower back, so I can't stay in a car for very long without being in like pretty close to agonizing pain.
Interesting. This might help you though, and this also might make you cringe. I don't know if you're taking these long things. Chevy is apparently working on their first pickup truck to cost over $100,000.
Like, that's the goal. They're like, we don't want to make a new truck. We just want to make a truck that costs this much money.
Exactly. If you have a lot of money and you feel like you want to spend it on a truck, apparently there's some good news if you're a Chevy lover. Chevy is planning on releasing the first American pickup truck to cost over $100,000. It's going to be a big, heavy-duty Silverado, apparently.
I'm sure.
Yeah, fully equipped, and it's going to cost you a pretty penny, and it may help you if you're really tall like yourself.
That's true. I need, like I like small cars because they're easier to drive, but big ones just...
But yeah, you need to be able to lean. Yeah. Are you a leaner? Like, are you the person that adjusts the seat way back and leans?
Only weird. I'm weird. I'm, like, passenger seat, I'm straight lean, like, practically lying down, and... like driving seat, I'm like actually pretty up close. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. When I first read the story, I got really sickened and disgusted because I was like, now is not the time with all the environmental BS and Michigas that's going on to be creating this like aggressively gas guzzling.
It's so bad. It's like,
it's like, yeah, they're basically creating the Canyonero, which
we've had like non-natural like forest fires 3 years in a row now.
I know.
Like, it's so bad.
And I guarantee the people who are going to be buying these trucks are people who rely on the oil industry. In terms of like work,
which like, you know, like if like it's there, like get your money, like get your pay. No shade, but like alternative energy works.
Well, let's
look into that. Like,
well, actually, you know what? Let's talk about something else, and this maybe brings in a little bit of sociology, semiotics, and all that stuff, and status signaling, which this is all that this is about. But people spend $100,000 easy on a Mercedes or a BMW. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's a truck, does it have to do like, oh, well, that person's a hick because they're driving a truck?
Like it ties into that like,
yeah,
like, oh yeah, brother, like tough mutter kind of like culture. Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like,
People would never say anything about a $100,000 car, but a $100,000 truck, they're like, no, you're kind of a hick. And
welcome to late stage capitalism.
I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, I feel like definitely people poo poo this. It has to do with the fact that they probably are like, no, I'm not really into you and your rural stuff. I don't want to talk to you about that. I do want to talk to you about lip injections. I was thinking about this today. I was thinking, at what point is it too young to get lip injections? Because I saw
never, never.
What if you're like 16?
Oh, too young. Sorry, yeah. I thought I was thinking too old. Well then, yeah.
Clearly, probably, it's never too old. I see a lot of people that
then like probably. I guess that'd probably be a safe age because like I don't know anything about like the dangers of like or potential risks of that kind of.
Yeah, but
surgery,
you have these big bloated vaginal lips, and you're 16 years old.
Yeah, like I guess like that. Like I mean, in that case, it would like if you know legally you're still the minor, so you're up to the. It's up to your parents, right? Like the Godspeed, hope you have like the cool mom or whatever that's down to let you do that. Yeah. But you know, it's like who am I to tell somebody what to let their kids do, right?
I was coming here to the studio and I was gonna go get myself something to eat, and I saw this new Chinese food, like fast food restaurant that opened. I thought, whatever, I'll just get some, you know, sweet and sour, whatever the hell, and some noodles. And so I go in there and they don't have it lined up. Now this is a totally separate story. This has there's no Botox
there's
and
no Botox
lip injection. But yeah, and I'm just like, why? Like, who's gonna order Chinese food without seeing it?
Yeah.
Would you ever go to a fast food?
I've gone to like restaurants, but like I'll admit, like I would do it, but it would throw me off to not be able to see it.
Yeah.
Because that's just part of the experience. It's like going to the mall.
Yeah. Anything you want to talk to me about? Promote your song. Like, we listen to Blossom today.
Yeah, we listen to Blossom too.
Now it's just you and me here in studio. All the kids are out in the lobby having a good time.
Yeah.
Smoking vape. Someone's doing a somersault. No, wait.
Oh, no. We're all big on yoga and aerobics. So we're all like, we all get to keep ourselves limber at any time. Shout out to the whole crew. I just want to real quick, I just want to shout out like everybody that's like,
okay, let's hear it.
Everybody's got to do the shout out line.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out Masherman. Shout out Angus. Shout out Nyla. I'm not with Nyla anymore, but they're the homies. I love them. They've helped me a lot. Shout out Honey Velvet. I'm playing a show with them this Friday at the Roxy. I wasn't going to play shows this summer. I was taking a little bit of a break, but I just want to play a show with Honey Velvet. They're the homies. I haven't played a show with them yet. I haven't even seen them yet. And like my roommate's in the band, so it's like pretty like atrocious that I haven't seen them yet. Yeah. So we're doing that show at Friday. My set's at 7:30. Come say what up. Shout out Paul O'Brien. Shout out all of Igloo World. Shout out Cold Turkey. Shout out Baby Blue. Shout out Sambra. All 2200. Shout out Huska. I'm gonna forget people. This is the hard part. Let's see. Shout out. You know what? Like these are like people that I don't see. These are people that I don't see that actively in my scene. Real quick. Shout out Baines as well. Shout out Soloki. Shout out Awake. Shout out Third Wave. Shout out Craig Korea. Una May. We also have to shout out. This is just for my own personal taste, but I just like shout out Coda.
Keep it
shout
going.
Out,
I'm
out,
still awake.
Shout out Coda. Shout out McAvoy. One time, I don't see them that often, but those are two of the best artists like in our area. They're fucking fantastic. I think that's it.
All right, that sounds good. Good for you. I'm really glad. Shout out to all those people. We love them.
You have
we
to do.
Them.
You have to do the rapper shout out.
If you want to check out some music by Howl, you can always do so. It is online on the internet.
Yeah, I'm just Howl on like Spotify and iTunes. I think I don't use them that much, but I'm pretty sure that's how you just find me. At Howl with 3 W's on Spotify or SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter. At Howl 3W's Music, Howl Music on Facebook. You can find me. I'll be around. I've got blonde hair. I'm kind of like hard to miss.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's end off on this. We're going to get into some new music by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. What a name. I love that. Did you know, because I was thinking about this, because I like brunettes. I think brunettes are kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's some statistics out there via Huffington Post article, so you know it's scientific.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, apparently 20,000 people were asked questions about brunettes and blondes and what do they think, and apparently 60% of men and 69% of women said that they prefer brunettes over blondes. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, like I can't discriminate. I think everybody's just, you know, like if you're cute, you're cute, right? Like,
sure.
Yeah, like perhaps you could look at trends in one's past, but I can't pit like beautiful people against each other, you know? It's like everybody's just thriving.
Well, you can, and then it's polyamory, and then it's an orgy. And before you know, there's a lot of fun happening. Look, we love Howl. It's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. Yeah? He wants to plug something else, I think. Get in that mic.
I just want to say real quick.
All right, go
I'm, for it. I only just like, I kind of just snuck this announcement and everything this week, but yeah, after many years of kind of just singles and silence, the Howl EP is finally on the way. It's coming out sometime late this summer, probably September, realistically speaking. I don't have a solid date, which knows, like, so you know that I'm out of my comfort zone announcing it when it's not exactly done yet, but I'm working on it. It's cool. It's a bit of a switch up from my usual stuff. Not the, yeah, right? Like, not the straight.
You gotta work on that.
Not the straight singles. Yeah, you know, it's, I'm not used to it. I'm used to singles. Singles that, like, pop with people, and this is,
he's
this
all
is
into
different.
Drops. You're, like, yeah. Supreme or something. You're oh dropping.
Oh, my God,
it.
I know. It's like, I, you can tell that I was raised off Supreme. It's atrocious.
Okay, if you want to check out Howl, do so. Just Google him. Go on AndyLimeRadio.com. It'll all be there. Look.
Hey, thank
we're
you.
We're gonna get some new music. Bill's Mandolin by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets on AndyLim Radio.
Swag.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Be better, do better, go, set her, go, get her. Be better, do better, go, set her, go, get her. Drink fast, no pass. Do yours, go on, go air, go slow, don't swear.
go-getter necking on Andyland Radio. I am here in studio with my lovely friend, Howl.
Hello.
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
I'm hanging out here, having a good time with you. I hate to say goodbye, but you know what?
I hate to say goodbye, too.
We ate up the first 3/4 of the show having a kvetch with you and all your beautiful friends.
Yeah.
I was sitting here during the break thinking, I'm like, you know what? Let's produce something else after this. Let's do like some video content. I like to do something that, sorry, I'm burping right now. I should probably just let it out to the mic. Who cares? But I was thinking I should do something with all your friends.
Bring us back. We're fun.
All right. No, I'm even thinking about getting you guys, just sitting you guys all down in a circle and just like asking some questions about life and things and
life,
getting some response.
Dreams,
yeah. And just, hopes, I don't know, cut it together and I don't know, turn into something. Dean's out there right now looking fabulous. I love his sweater.
Dean's an amazing person.
Dean, can I see a dance move? Are you able to dance? I don't think he can dance. There's a little bit of a delay in the studio. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there we go. We got a nice... We love that.
Dean is like the type of person where like we both agreed like we can't be the type of friends who hang out every day or we would probably die.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I have like I'll be real with you. I developed a minor like emotional crush on Dean. I feel like I want to save him and help him and like just like go shopping with him and maybe like I don't know, I just like it's weird. It's freaking me out. I don't know, it's so weird. Well, especially since he has all this money, maybe he can like buy me something. That'd be great. Buy me a sense of style. I don't know, he has good style. Do you like his style?
I love it.
How would you describe your style?
My style is like queercore trash can prairie punk hype beast chic.
I am loving your necklace, darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Although, wait.
We got the Prairie Plur crossover because, like, Plur Rap's coming back in a bit.
Can I see your rings? Let me see your rings. You know, give me your hands. Oh, honey, I need to give you a manicure. I can give you a manicure. You're bleeding out one of your fingers. What the hell?
I'm a nail biter.
Why are you bleeding? What's going on here? No. Give me your hands. Here, flip these puppies over. I'm going to read your fortune. We're gonna get really spooky here in the studio. Hold on, let's see. Okay, let's see those big greasy palms of yours. Okay, where's your right hand? I can't tell. That's your right. Okay. Oh, you have a good money line. And wait. Oh, you don't. Oh, you have like a minor line of Apollo, which means like you're probably gonna get some fame in life.
Okay, I can live with some
from me. let's see. Okay, let's see your other hand. Oh, you had a very long life in your past life.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes in this life. You do have your Narcan, so, you know.
Yes.
Things go south.
We're prepped.
God only knows. Let's talk about your music. So how do you get into your music? How do you make your music?
I used to do it like I had to be alone for the longest time. I would have to like be doing my own thing. It's less like that now. Now I actually thrive with the more people around me because it just like brings in like alternate perspectives and opinions on the song. I have like a general like distrust of the quality of my own music, so I like having people who I think
I have
are
a general distrust of people.
Yeah, so. right like with everything, but especially my own music, so I like having people who I think are better than me at writing music with me.
Sure.
That's why like I have Paul O'Brien with me a lot for that reason. He like people that will tell you not like, oh, this is sick, but like what that you actually need to hear. Yeah, like that's kind of what helps with for me. I come up with the melody a lot before I come up with any sort of beat, and I come up like, or any sort of lyrics. Like I do this weird thing where I'll like have like the melody of like what I've been writing, and I'll just kind of mumble, or like the flow, and I'll just kind of mumble gibberish in that flow until I like come up with the words. Like I used to be obsessed with lyrics, but now I'm kind of vibe first and lyrics after.
I really am digging your stash. I think.
Thank you.
I have a friend named Aiden Bates Smith, who's a hot hockey bro with hot hockey hair, and he has a dirty stash sometimes like you. And I feel like his girlfriend, Caroline, love her, but I feel like she puts the foot down on him about that stash.
Really? No, you gotta let the stash run free. I'm approaching my 5-year anniversary of not shaving my upper lip.
Really?
Yeah, and you have to...
You would look weird without
it. Right? Like, I don't want to know at this point what it would look like. It's like, maybe a slow news day one day, I'll just shave it. Like how Action Bronson shaved his beard.
that was weird.
Like, you know, it's like he's not really popping anymore. So it's like I love him. Like, shout out Action Bronson, but it's sure. he's doing his cooking show and stuff, not as much with his music. And like, so it's like, you know, shave your beard, like slow news day, you'll hit a headline.
Do you think that's so stupid? Like when people like do that, like they're like a rapper one day and then they're like doing like
well, because he was a cook first. He was a cook first. To be fair. And I think it's cool because it's like have hella hustles. Like I'm like an audio engineer and like a live sound tech and a rapper and like a producer and like a
harm reduction worker
and also like a live event production
orgy
tech.
Co-host.
Yeah, you know, we out here, we're doing the
you
whole.
You should start
the whole
charging
thing.
for orgies. Can you do that? Is that illegal? Is that like a brothel sort of business?
No. Like not that it's not illegal, but
I'll probably come there and like half your guests will run away in horror. It'll be a horror. I'll come in there, disrobe. They'll be like, geez, you need a charge.
The disrobe.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, I paid $20 to get in here. Maybe I can handle Andrew naked, you know, all up in my face.
Maybe.
Asking weird, reading my fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what I would do.
Bring the Zoom mic with you just for like the off the ground recording.
I guess. I don't know.
Live correspondence.
I am such a spook. I'm the kind of person that would show up to an orgy and be so in my head about it. Like, I don't think I'd be able to do it. I think I would be able to do it. I'd need to get really drunk. See, that's my problem. I want to be able to have sex without getting drunk.
Social lubrication is important. We all get fucked up.
If you're having sex, you need lubrication.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, of course, you know, I need some physical lubrication, but I also need that emotional, mental lubrication. Yeah. And that's why I need to pop a couple drinks before I can have sex.
Yeah, no, everybody's just like soft and anxious inside. We all know it. Nobody wants to admit it, but it's true.
Have you ever had sex and felt scared?
Oh, always. Your heart starts racing, and you're like, oh my god, it's so intense. It's like a nerve-wracking thing. Like life is nerve-wracking. It's like it's intense and it's scary and everybody's like in your face and everything's too bright.
Are you having sex every day?
I mean, I don't keep like that.
I would, see, track,
but I think like yeah, like you know, I'm eating, I'm doing well.
I remember every time I have sex because it wasn't all that often, and when I do, it's like really memorable.
Nice. Well, that's good.
It's usually
then.
With
that's
like a good. Different guy. So
that's good.
Like,
that's good. Like, that's like you living your best life. Like don't let it get to the point of like just, you know, like
I guess.
Like going out I and guess. Like doing the same thing.
What's your tip to me? So you're like, okay, I'm sitting in front of Andrew. He's a little uptight about his body. He's a little high strung. He's kind of a strange weirdo. I need to tell him some things to make him feel comfortable.
To make you feel comfortable.
Thank you, please.
Yeah. Just like love yourself.
So one day I can go up to someone like Dean and be like, Hey baby. You're looking hot.
Well, no, cause you won't ever achieve.
Okay. Well, let's forget Dean. Okay. Dean's a complicated mess who dresses well. He's a horrible human being. Look, if he's going to be asexual, he should probably dress down and not look so pretty because then he won't have a problem with her. Did I just basically do what most people do with girls when
you
they
did,
get
you
molested?
Did,
they're
you
like,
did,
like,
gonna,
you
did.
I'm
gonna
be so hot.
Yeah,
oh
I'm gonna call
God.
You out right now. I'm gonna call you out right now. That did just happen. We gotta respect all our identities. We gotta respect all of them, even the lack thereof.
I was joking.
Yeah, I know. Right. But you know, we gotta be accountable out here, right?
But what are you gonna say to me to make me less
to
uptight?
Make you less
yeah,
uptight.
Like what can I do? What's a practice I can do to feel less uptight?
Breathing exercises works insanely well for me. That sounds like I'm fucking with you, but I'm actually being serious.
Well, thank God I quit smoking and I lost a little bit of weight because my breathing was like pretty bad.
Yeah, like I have asthma and I like smoke too much weed. And
you got a puffer, I saw.
Yeah,
you're hitting that puffer like a vape.
The puffer, yeah, for real. It ain't easy being wheezy out here. You have to be on top of it. Yeah, like breathing exercises, just like, you know, like, like ultimately, like you could always just like entertain the theater of the absurd and just be like, yeah, well, like, you know, this shit doesn't matter in the long run anyway, so you can just like have fun. And then the more like you have fun for yourself and just like love for yourself and live for yourself, the less you give a shit. It's the most stereotypical cliche answer, but it's true. Like the more people will be into that because it's just like,
okay,
you're just doing your own thing.
Okay, so here's the thing. Apparently in this study about the brunettes and blondes, apparently overconfidence is worse than insecurity.
Oh, absolutely. You can't go too far into any extreme, right?
So here's the thing, though. I feel like people think I'm really intense. Like, I sometimes can scare people because I have no problem sort of speaking my mind or saying to them, like, hey, you know, I think this. Is that like, you know?
Yeah, you know, like you can't be too overconfident. You don't want to be a dickhead, but you also don't want to be like a sad sack, right? Like, you don't want to be Charlie Brown. Like, you gotta, like, you know, you gotta, like, you just gotta, like, do the best you can and try and like keep yourself updated on like your like social skills and like your politics to the point where like you can like interact with people in a way where like you can hear people out, you can like conduct yourself well consensually, etc. And then like, you know, like, but also just like embrace those moments of self-love, right? Because that's when like, you know, you can do that without being a dick, right?
When was the time you didn't feel love at all and you felt really hopeless?
Oh, like tons of times, like, you know, like tons and tons of times. Like that's like you know, like any person that goes through their life, you know, they have those dips, right, in like their mental health and their self-image, and yeah, so like you know, some days are better than others, but you gotta like those days will come, those bad days, so you gotta just like be prepped with like giving a good support circle around yourself and just remembering to give yourself breaks.
You like your parents?
I love my parents.
You're lucky. You're really lucky.
Shout them out. They're like, they've been like literally the whole like I want to be a rapper thing. They've been nothing but supportive the whole time, and it's been amazing.
You having kids?
One day, but not fucking for like a long time.
Boys, girls,
all and everything and none. I'm happy with it all. I just like people are cool. It sucks because the planet's dying, so like they won't be able to stick around for too long, but
you never know. I mean, they'll probably just pick up a smoking habit or
yeah
forget the Narcan one day, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, because then you can be like self-destructive in a cool way, and like it's like fine because like the planet's already self-destructive in a cool way. Like if we put a leather jacket and sunglasses on the planet, maybe global warming wouldn't seem as bad.
Maybe
it'd be like smoking.
How do you feel about gender reveal parties?
Are you gonna
be the kind of dad that's like, that's gonna be like, I'm not calling it anything, I'm just gonna wait?
I think like it's like, you know,
is that the future?
Like I think the future is like probably like, you know, it's up to the person, but like I from what I can tell, it would make sense to like maybe go by like the preordained kind of like society implicated binary, but also just educating that kid into being like, there's more than this, and if you feel like you're not this, then that's totally fine, and you can talk to me about that.
We got to move things along here. You got to get out of here. We're running really late.
We're pushing it.
The vampire is out there. He's giving us really scary vibes. I know. Weird. We're gonna play some songs here on the show. When we come back, we're gonna say goodbyes, and check out Hal. You can find him online. He is everywhere and more. Up next on the show, we have Caro Maz by Pongo.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndyLandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
CITR 101.9 FM.
No Love and Romance, Bored to Core, on Andyland Radio. Well, you know what? I like to say that was fun, but it wasn't. How do you feel?
It was awful.
It was awful. It was a horror. It was a nightmare. Sucks. It was strange. It was very spooky. It was a witchy time we had together.
It matches your like witchy like cult like puppy teeth shirt.
Shout out to Puppy Teeth.
Shout out Puppy Teeth.
Jake Olson, love him. Knew him. We could talk a lot about him, but we're already like 40 minutes over my show that I usually do, but it was worth it. Thank you for having all your friends come in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, in the first half, we really front loaded that show. And I feel like I didn't get to know enough about you. I could sit and talk to you for hours.
I know, right? I'm captivating like that.
You really are. We need to get together again and talk. Just you and me.
Yeah,
maybe Dean if he's interested. I don't know. Look at him. He is like the epitome of sad boy. Like, it's weird. Oh no, is Dean looking in here? Uh-oh. Oh my god, Dean's looking in here. It scared me. Oh my god.
It's Dean.
I'm getting spooked and freaked out at the same time. Look.
But yeah, bring me back. When I drop this shit that I'm vaguely talking about, then just bring me back. I'll plug it.
It's like children of the corn out there. There's like all these like weird people.
We brought our own corn.
It's the monsters. Look, I had fun.
I had fun too. Thank you for having me.
We gotta go. We gotta get out of here. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. They're all there. You can always go to andylandradio.com and check out more with Howl. We love Howl. Howl is the best.
I forgot. Shout out Dysphoria too. I forgot that one.
shout out to everyone. Look, andylandradio.com. Go there. Hey. Check it out. Find Howl.
Sweet.
Download his music.
Bye-bye.
And as I always say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its alma mater society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.